This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Central government has appointed Narendra Mann, advocate, as special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana's case. In a Gazette notification, Union Home Ministry said, Narendra Mann has been appointed for conducting trial on behalf of the National Investigation Agency before the NIA Special Courts at Delhi and Appellate Courts for a period of 3 years. The development comes as Tahavur Rana is likely to arrive in India today. Rana is being brought to India after his final attempt to evade extradition failed as US Supreme Court rejected his application. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the extradition of 2008 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana from the United States is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the government to bring back all those who have misbehaved to the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it is a great achievement for the country that Tahavur Rana will face a trial in Indian court.
Bharat ki jameen, Bharat ka sanman. और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए और मैं मानता हूँ राणा का यहाँ वापिस आना ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है.
President Draupadi Murmu, on her state visit to Slovakia, held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks with her Slovakian counterpart, Peter Pellegrini, in Bratislava yesterday. The two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. They also witnessed the exchange of two MOUs. The president highlighted the immense potential for the two countries to collaborate more closely in the rapidly expanding media, entertainment and creative economy sectors of India. In Jammu and Kashmir Assembly, Speaker Abdul Rahim Rathar has formed a House committee to investigate the alleged irregularities in the implementation of the Jal Jeevan mission in the region. The committee was formed following repeated demands from several members on the floor of the House. The panel includes 11 members from different political parties. In a major development, United States President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post, he said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The US president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate for China to 125%, effective immediately. Meanwhile, US stocks saw their biggest rally in years after President Trump announced a pause on certain reciprocal tariffs. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of 24th and last Jain Tirthankar, Lord Mahavir, is being observed across the country today. It is one of the most sacred days for Jain community. The followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community on the occasion. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are expected over Bihar, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. According to IMD, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab are expected to witness thunderstorm accompanied with lightning. Meanwhile, IMD said there will be heatwave and warm night-like conditions over Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat today. The Met Department has also forecast gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 3 days. News just in badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningbo, China, a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.